Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up.
Everyone knows the legend of the Loch Ness Monster, but what if I told you that legend was crafted for a completely different reason than we've been led to believe? The truth behind Loch Ness is less legend and more a campaign carefully designed to generate millions of dollars every year. And this one traces all the way back to the government of Scotland itself. But why would they be propping up this myth for nearly a century? A $55 million payoff, that's why. Beneath this reptilian national treasure lies a national secret. If you can see through the murky waters, you'll find lessons in how to use a technique called the curiosity gap, how to enhance product excitement through exclusivity, and the silent dance between clickbait and grabbing attention. So join me for this wild story, put on your wetsuit, and let's dive in. And if you want to watch the full video, check out the Marketing Millennials on YouTube. If you're enjoying these marketing stories, be sure to subscribe to our channel for more content coming soon so I can keep my job.
Typeform. Forms that break the norm. Get more data like signups, feedback, and anything else with forms that are designed to be refreshingly different. Learn more and get started for free at typeform.com.
When you think of using reptiles in marketing, there's only one guy I can think of. It's an overcast Saturday morning in the middle of the summer. The only things on your mind are football, aka soccer for our Americans out there like me, and trout. Oh, I guess I should have mentioned you're a kid in Scotland who loves to fish. Every Saturday, you roll out of bed, put on your boots, and head over to the loch at the foot of the hill in your town. Trout, salmon, and occasionally, if the days are really hot, you roam the waters in the loch. But that early overcast Saturday morning, you notice something cresting out of the water. What is it? Is that your uncle who had too many drinks at the pub last night going for a swim? Oh my goodness, it's a monster. The monster of Loch Ness. The year is 1933. Sadly, the 4K camera on the new iPhone 15 isn't invented yet, so you're stuck with your word. You run up the hill into town and proclaim that you saw a monster in the loch. The next few months consist of thousands of people flocking to see the loch. Now, when you have a captive audience talking about your product, that distribution is worth its weight in gold. The story of the Loch Ness Monster is no different. Outside of a 1934 blurry photo, there wasn't much dirt on the Loch Ness Monster. It was all a big mystery, yet tourism to Loch Ness continued to skyrocket. So what makes this myth so effective? The curiosity gap. Humans are naturally curious. We are drawn to the unknown. And because of the limited information on the legend of the monster, there's a curiosity gap left in consumers' heads that they seek to fill in with new information. This is a prime position you want consumers to be in. They're motivated to learn more, take action, and in this case, get on a United flight out to Scotland to see the Loch Ness for themselves. But it takes two to tango, and there's without a doubt a second aspect to Scotland's subtle yet incredibly effective positioning of the Loch Ness monster to stimulate tourism. And this piece is all about exclusivity. There was incredibly limited information about the Loch Ness Monster that created a sense of exclusivity. Was it a hoax? What was the origin story? Now, why is this important? Consumers view things they have to work harder to get as more valuable. And a higher perceived value product or service is without a doubt more desirable as a business. Here's a perfect example. As part of a promotion for the super premium whiskey, Louis Cognac, Remy Martin and John Malkovich partnered in producing a movie titled 100 Years that won't be released until 2115, 100 years after production. So unless you or I find the Fountain of Youth, we will be long gone and unable to watch the film. It is just out of reach for us to experience and the FOMO is real. So all that you and I can do is talk about it, exactly what Cognac wants us to do.
More ways to grow your business with Typeform. Collect more and better data with forms that embed where people see them. From web to email, Typeform can help you ask the right questions at the right time to reveal deeper insights about your customers and prospects. Learn more and get started for free at typeform.com.
Now back to the story. Without the Loch Ness Monster, I don't know how many tourists would find themselves in the small town of Inverness, Scotland, enjoying the Victorian food markets. I mean, I wouldn't, no offense. Which brings me to the last ingredient of Scotland's marketing strategy, attention. There is a massive difference between clickbaiting, we've seen this too much on YouTube, definitely not this video, and capturing attention and over-delivering on your original proposition. Let me explain. I don't want to ruin your day, but the Loch Ness Monster is a hoax. I know. Yes, the original photos were all doctored and the monster does not exist. Or does it? When the news came out in 1994, 60 years later, literally 60 years later after original doctored photos, which is crazy, it took 60 years for people to figure it out, Scotland was left in a pickle. Their biggest value prop to tourists was deemed a fraud. To equate this to the super modern digital age, this is the equivalent of seeing a YouTube video with a title, "Here are the 7 psychological hacks to happiness," and clicking the video only to see 2 dudes talking about crypto. The minimal trust you had with that YouTuber had disappeared, and the minimal trust Scotland had with tourists worldwide could have been lost. Emphasis on could have been lost, because they didn't actually lose any trust with consumers. From the jump, Scotland very well knew that the Loch Ness Monster would capture the attention of tourists worldwide, but that alone wasn't a sustainable approach to marketing Scotland as a tourist dream. Instead, Scotland focused on supplementing tourists' experiences by also highlighting their beautiful countryside, historic cities, and iconic golf courses, all for tourists to experience in tandem with Loch Ness. I call this avoiding clickbait and providing a great customer experience. Yes, all one word. I'm presenting it to Merriam-Webster, no big deal, to have them put it in the 2025 dictionary. Yep. Marketing is about capturing and maintaining attention. Without a doubt, Scotland can capture attention with the legend at Loch Ness, but to maintain attention, they had to strike the perfect balance between the Loch Ness Monster and the other beautiful experiences within Scotland. To keep the Loch Ness legend alive means keeping Scottish tourism alive, and it's safe to say they did just that. In a study conducted in 2018, it was found that the Loch Ness Monster is responsible for contributing $55 million to the Scottish economy each year. And there are an estimated 1 million tourists who visit the Loch every year. Thanks to Scotland's clever marketing, the waves around Loch Ness won't be disappearing anytime soon, and it is a textbook case study of the curiosity gap, how to enhance product excitement through exclusivity, and the silent dance between clickbait and grabbing attention. Humans are naturally curious. We are drawn to the unknown. If you lean into mystery, you'll leave a curiosity gap in consumers' heads that they seek to fill in with new information. This is a prime position you want consumers to be in. They're motivated to learn more and take action. What you reveal causes excitement, and what you conceal heightens interest. A hint of exclusivity can be that extra horsepower to take your campaign to the next level. There are subtle ways to hint exclusivity, whether it be VIP events, putting content behind a paywall, or early access offers. Marketing is about capturing and maintaining attention. There's no point in capturing attention if you can't maintain it. That's what we call clickbaiting. Just like your investment portfolio, you can't go all in on crypto meme coins. You need a diverse approach. You can't pour all efforts into top of funnel awareness, aka capturing attention, and ignoring the rest of the funnel, aka maintaining that attention.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.